Prepare yourself spiritually. In preparation for his earthly ministry, the Savior was led up of the Spirit to fast, to pray, and to be with God. See Joseph Smith translation, Matthew 4:1, in Matthew 4:1, footnote B. Powerful gospel teaching means not just preparing a lesson, but preparing ourselves. Because the Spirit is the real teacher and the true source of conversion, effective gospel teachers, before they think about filling class time, focus on filling their hearts with the Holy Ghost.
Treasure up the words of life. Prayerfully studying the Word of God puts us in tune with the Holy Ghost. He can then inspire us to draw upon what we have studied as we teach and lift others. For this reason, it is best to diligently study the Scriptures and the words of the prophets before going to supplementary materials to plan a lesson. The Lord promises that if we treasure up in our minds continually the words of life, it shall be given us in the very hour what we should say and how we should teach. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 85. Questions to ponder. What does it mean to treasure up the Scriptures in my mind? When have I felt that a Scripture was a treasure to me? Scriptural example. When Hiram Smith wanted to know how he could participate in the work of the restoration, the Lord responded with the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 11. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 23, verse 3. What counsel do I find there that applies to me as a teacher? Seek revelation daily. Revelation often comes line upon line, not all at once. So it is best to begin preparing to teach at least a week in advance. As you ponder how the gospel principles you are teaching will bless your class members, ideas and impressions will come throughout your daily life. As you travel to work, do household chores, or interact with family and friends. Don't think of spiritual preparation as something you make time for, but as something you are always doing. Question to ponder. What can I do to be more receptive to spiritual guidance each day? Scriptural example. What gospel lessons did the Savior find in everyday activities? See, for example, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23, and John chapter 4, verses 6 through 14. See also David A. Bednar, Quick to Observe, Ensign, December 2006. Record impressions. When insights and impressions about a lesson come, find a way to record them so that you can remember them and refer to them later. You might carry a notebook, small cards, or an electronic device so that you can record impressions right away while yet in that spirit. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 80 and verse 113. When you record spiritual impressions, you show the Lord that you value His direction, and He will bless you with more frequent revelation. Encourage those you teach to write down their impressions as well. Young children could be encouraged to share their insights and experiences with their parents or siblings. Elder Richard G. Scott has promised, quote, "Knowledge carefully recorded is knowledge available in time of need. Recording spiritual direction enhances the likelihood of your receiving further light." End quote. From Richard G. Scott, Acquiring Spiritual Knowledge, Ensign, November 1993. Question to ponder. What methods for recording spiritual impressions work best for me? Scriptural example. When the Savior visited the Nephites, He asked to see their records. What do I learn from His words in 3 Nephi 23, verses 7 through 14, about the importance of recording the inspiration I receive?
For the discussion leader, share and counsel together. Begin by inviting teachers to share recent teaching experiences and ask questions related to teaching. Learn together. Invite teachers to discuss one or more of the ideas in this section. For example, you could invite them to share any impressions they received as they studied the scriptural examples. Invite. Invite teachers to record spiritual impressions they receive as they prepare for their next teaching opportunity, including opportunities in their homes and with their families. In the next teacher council meeting, ask them to share with each other what they recorded as appropriate. Prepare. Decide together on a topic for the next meeting and invite teachers to prepare.